we've got Shauna in a dress. And let's play something from Shauna right now as we get her on the phone. This one's called Robot, because sometimes I think we all feel like robots, especially when the internet says, check here so that you're not a robot.
Three, four, I blink, but I don't even think no more. On autopilot, my body walks around the world so mechanically. He died, she's born, he's married, I'm bored, and I don't even shed a tear. I've become vacant and numb, programmed to what they all want to hear. What I would give to feel like to feel human, but I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. Somebody, somebody, think I'm a robot. Cut me open, I'm fairly certain all you'll see is nuts and bolts and faulty wiring, emptiness crashing together in a hollow chest. Oh, I remember hearing once, indifference is the opposite of love. And I remember feeling once, but the dream gets hazy as the days go on. What I would give to feel like somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. Somebody, somebody, think I'm a robot.
She's a robot. Don't you feel like a robot sometimes? You know, every time I go on the internet and I try to do something, it's like, check this box to make sure you're not a robot. And I often feel like a robot. And after hearing that song, I thought, what a perfect song to open up the show with. That is Shauna in a dress. And Shauna, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. I'm assuming you're wearing a dress.
I am.
Okay. I thought that was an interesting billing. When your guys got a hold of me and Ken called and says, yeah, I'm with Shauna in a dress. And I'm like, okay. And the whole story of the dress, what's the aversion to pantsuits, if you don't mind my asking?
They are the worst. Okay. So I found, basically, I discovered that dresses are the laziest way to trick people into thinking you look nice and put in effort, which sums me up in a box. Like, what's the least effort I can do to trick you? But I just love wearing dresses. And really, it was a nickname or born out of necessity because I used to perform as Shanna Whore.
Okay.
What would you have thought if you saw that billing, Tom? and that's because that's my real name. I come from the whore family, which is awesome. But maybe not the best stage name.
Not the stage name, no. Draw the wrong clientele, I think.
Right, yeah. The wrong people were looking me up on the internet and finding better things to do than my music, I think. So.
Well, it's definitely
Shanna
interesting.
Shanna in a Dress became my new sweet, innocent stage name.
Well, Shanna in a Dress is definitely something that you don't forget. I'll tell you that. It's interesting because I know that you're good friends with Dan Navarro, and Dan's been a friend for years and has been on this program a number of times. And are you doing some dates with him? I thought I heard that.
Yes, but I don't think I should say it on the radio because I'm going to get it wrong.
Okay, then I won't ask you. But I just wanted to verify that was, I think that's how we got you on our radar, was through Dan's people. But
awesome. Thanks, Dan's people.
Yeah. Robot, interesting song. In fact, a lot of your songs have a little twist in them, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little wry humor. Let's talk about Robot in particular. What inspired that song?
Oh, my gosh. There's maybe four different angles that inspired this song.
Okay.
One is the very first thing, I think, came from the fact that I am in this highly emotional, sensitive group of people, of singer-songwriters who sing about their feelings, and they have deep feelings. And I can feel like an outsider in that world. Like, oh, I'm like, I don't think my feelings run that deep. Like, I'm highly logical and analytical and rational about a lot of things that can be really emotional.
Okay.
And so it was this yearning of like, what would it be like to fall that deeply into depression, or to fall that deeply into love, or the reverse. Like I feel like I'm rather even keeled, which of course is like a made up, that's my own guess. Everyone thinks they're more average than they are. And then another angle at the song was just when you are going through the motions of life and forgetting to be present. Because when you are present, life is magical, like insanely mysterious. Like right now I'm walking in a park because I pulled over on the way to Chicago. So I'm in some suburb of Illinois walking along, and I feel like, you know, if you are really taking in the smell of the distant lawnmower and the grass underneath your feet and the just nature and life, and you really connect to that, it's really powerful. And I, at least, don't take the time to do it. I'm on autopilot and I'm living in my head, and I'm responding to things the way that I'm used to responding to them rather than taking it in as a new experience. And so that's something that I think connects with people a lot, especially throughout the pandemic. And
okay. And people that are listening may say, well, why is she walking in a park? And that's because you are on a 3,000-mile bike trip that's taking you across America, and it's going to land you coming up here on Monday over at the Record Bin, my record store, to perform. And it's a fundraiser, awareness raiser for Pangea World Foundation. So I do want to talk about where this notion to get on a bike and pedal your way across America came from. And how's it going? I mean, you started in July. We're now in August.
Yeah. It
seems a little cray-cray, girl. Little cray cray.
I'm so cray cray. Yeah, it's really fun. So the route is generally from Seattle to Boston, but not direct by any means, because I'm chasing shows along the way, and wherever I was able to find a place or a pocket of shows to perform in was what determined the route. And I just thought it would be fun, was honestly the first reason. 9 years ago, I did a cross-country bike tour with a group called Bike and Build, and I thought it was so fun getting to see the country that way and getting to meet all these different people and having your stereotypes dissolved as you cross new terrain, that I wanted to do it again, and this time paired with the thing I love the most, which is music and bringing joy and musical entertainment to people along the way and collecting stories of the characters that are crossing my journey. And I have my debut album to share about, so there's something exciting to offer physically now that CDs are obsolete. I finally have a CD. Woo!
Yay! We were just talking about that earlier today, how CDs, they don't make cars with CD players anymore. And, you know, I have two record stores, and 90% of what we sell is vinyl now. CDs
wow.
are, actually, cassettes are almost outselling CDs, and that's kind of weird.
Amazing.
So basically, you're taking time now to basically smell the roses, so to speak. You're traveling, you're seeing America, you're doing a modern version of the Dust Bowl Woody Guthrie thing where they used to ride the rails. Now you're riding the bike trails.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm just like Woody Guthrie. Let's keep that around.
All right, we'll blow that up all over the internet. But the songs, they're so witty. If you listen to them, you know, sometimes you may not catch it the first time through, but then you listen to it again, it's like, oh, okay, I get that. We're going to play a couple of the songs that have been cleared to play on radio. Now, you mentioned the new album, but it's not out yet, according to what I've seen. It's coming out in November, so tell me about that. You can buy it at the stores? Or you can buy it at the gigs, or how do you get it?
I am selling these like special advanced copies at the live gigs I'm playing, but really there's no way to get it until November is the quick answer to that. And there are a few singles that are out on other streaming platforms right now, and more will be coming every 2 weeks until the full album's out.
Okay, so you're kind of teasing us by letting us have a little nibble here and there.
Yes. You All can right. nibble the cookie until I give you the whole thing.
Robot is the first song that we played, and that is the title track of the new album. How many songs total on the record?
There are 9.
All originals, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, is this the first album for you with this as a soloist?
It is, which is wild and kind of embarrassing, honestly.
Because you've been around a while, from what I understand.
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those up-and-coming, rising musicians who's actually been working hard at this for a lot longer than we know. But I've been writing and performing for the last 12 years, and this is my debut
wow.
record.
Listeners, you can follow Shanna at shannainadress.com. It's got all the show dates. It's got information on the bike tour. It's got music. It's got lots of pictures. It's even got a good shot of her in a cowboy hat. Looking at it right now. So how are you traveling? Is it just like you on a bike? And how do you make your dates if you run into rain or road, you know, construction or something?
Well, you know what's nuts is, first of all, I have not had a rainy day in my life. I haven't. Yes, I hit construction sometimes, but I always leave enough pad time. And I haven't even had a flat tire, which I know I shouldn't hang out.
Yeah, now. You better knock on wood right now. Find a tree.
Okay, I might buy a tree. So that was easy. But I have a sag wagon. I do have a support fan that can pick up any slack.
Okay.
If I am slacking. So, I mean, today, last night's show was in Columbia, Missouri, and then I have a show in Chicago tonight. So this was an unbikeable day. So I gave my butt a break and hopped in the van, and so we're vanning.
Okay.
Well, to the next location.
I've been describing you to people. We did a show last night. It was a jazz fusion show, and I was announcing the upcoming shows, and I said, she's trekking across the country. It's just a girl with a guitar in her back, and people are like, is she crazy? So it's nice to know that you do have a team behind you, though, that you are safe. So
I'm relatively safe.
So this is, how many dates are you doing? I mean, you're traveling 3,000 miles. You're going through multiple states. I'm looking at your little squiggly line on your map here of where your target dates were. How many dates along the way here?
I probably should count, but I'm going to guess around 45.
Okay.
Maybe less.
And it's just you and a guitar up on a stage somewhere, whether it's a club or a record store in this case, or a house party. You're just kind of stopping where you stop and finding some people to play for.
Exactly. And, I mean, the shows have been booked before most of the shows were booked before I started.
So okay.
Any day that there is a lull, it tends to be one of those, oh, and then maybe we'll try to find a show and people to play for tonight. But I can definitely see, as time ticks on, I am grateful to take a day off when the opportunity presents itself.
Okay, let's play another song. We'll be back in just a moment and talk some more with this amazing singer-songwriter that is definitely ready for her debut. Let's do Boomerang. Is there a story behind Boomerang?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sure. I'll tell you the more embarrassing story.
Okay.
What I will often tell people is just, oh, this is the best way to get yourself out of a funk, is to think about someone else. And that is true, and that's what the song means to me now. But this song was sparked by a conversation with my friend, Allie Chipkin, and I was really fed up with being single and like kind of complaining, Allie, why? Just like, why don't people, why doesn't anyone like me? and she goes, well, do you like anyone? And I had this, what? Like, aha moment, mm-hmm. with a light bulb going off of my head of like, oh, maybe I'm not putting out, from the tongue. But maybe instead of negatively judging the energy or lack of energy coming at me, like I should shift more toward what I'm putting out into the world. And yeah, that's what inspired this.
Okay, I like the line about the checkbook. Where it's like, you know, it's not like writing a check. The more you keep, the more richer you are. And it's interesting, too, because not too many people write checks anymore. Everything's done digitally. So I thought that was a nice throwback reference to those kids out there. They're saying, what's a checkbook? So, instead of direct deposit and everything else. So let's play this one. It's a fun one. It's about looking for love in a variety of places, I guess, including Boulder. As referenced. Yeah. So let's do Boomerang. We'll be back with Shanna in a Dress.
When I was just a little girl, my mama, she told me, someday you'll find yourself a husband, a family. I thought when I was wiser, maybe when I was older, I'd find someone to love me, maybe someone in Boulder. So I bought myself a library of self-help books, practiced in the mirror all my sexy looks, sent thoughts to the universe that I'm supposed to send, but the ones who walked into my life just wanted to be friends. And I asked my mama why. what's my problem? She said, you're going about it all wrong. She said, if all you want is love, you better give it away. It will come back to you like a boomerang. Like a karma communion refrain. Like the track circle back below the train. Came across a genie in a bottle and he told me, you don't need the body of a model, no, you only need to not treat your heart like a book of checks, as though the less you use it, the more rich you'll get. And I asked myself, what's my problem? Maybe I'm going about it all wrong, 'cause if all back below the train, it will come back, it will come back if you give it away. 'Cause love ain't money, no, it won't run out, it'll come back to you if you give it out. Love ain't money, no, it won't run out, it'll come back to you if you give it out. Love ain't money, no, it won't.
Give it away like a karma chameleon. Interesting stuff. Yeah, Mama says, give it away. There you go. New stuff on the forthcoming Robot album. That's Boomerang. And you have such a sing-song, pleasant voice, and the lyrics just kind of flow. You're enjoyable to listen to, whether you're riding a bike or in a car or at a concert. I imagine a lot of people are discovering you for the first time on this bike jaunt that you're doing. What's the response been, you know, commentaries and things from people that say, where have you been for the last dozen years?
I don't know if people ask me that, but it's definitely been really, really positive. People like it, and I really do thrive in a live show. So getting out from behind the screen and behind the Zoom concerts and my YouTube channel, getting that live show interaction with people, you can just feel the magic and the connection, and it's awesome. There was a couple last night who came to my show, and I'm a huge Steve Pult fan, and the woman was like, hey, have you heard of Steve Pult? Because you should do a show together. You guys would just so click, everything about it. And I was like geeking out at that comment. I'm like, do I know Steve Pult? I love that man.
Yeah, he's another one with a great sense of humor in his songs and the stories that are included in those. He's a blast to see.
He is such a blast. And I have this song called How to Be Steve Pult where I pretend to be him. And like, it was really fun to say, yeah, you should check out this video.
Wow. Have you done a show with him? It would be a good pairing. I have to agree with that lady.
Yeah, not yet. But I'll bang down his door.
There you go. Steve has played out here at Memorial Opera House a few times in just across the state line in Michigan, and he's pretty well known in this area. So if you are a Steve Pult's fan, Come and see Shauna in a dress. And again, it's going to happen on Monday. What are you doing on a Monday? Nothing. So come and see us over at the Record Bin at 1601 Main Street. It's about 7:30 p.m. show, Michigan City. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. There's going to be free coffee and soft drinks. And usually my wife puts little snacks out. We're just going to have a great little intimate concert with this incredible young lady that you're getting to meet today here on Midwest Beat. The album will be available, correct? You will have the CDs for sale. So I definitely want to buy some and put them on the... Well, can I sell them? I mean, if I buy like a box of them, can I put them on the rack or do I have to wait till November?
I'd rather you wait until you... Maybe I'll give you like 10 or something.
Okay.
But I have the professional packaged CDs on its way. These are kind of the...
Oh, these are the advanced burn kind of things?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I can hand them out and give them to my best customers, right? If I don't charge for them, say, hey, you want to hear this girl? Listen to this. All right, we'll do that. We'll have some fun with that. Because I want to support your cause. And I do want to talk to you. When I first heard, you know, like I said, when Dan's folks got a hold of me and says, hey, you know, Dan's really behind this young lady, and we really love her, and this is what she's doing. And I says, oh, my God, yeah, Pangea? Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, how can I help? And they said, well, give her a stage. I'm like, you got it. So how did you tie in with the Pangea World Foundation?
Well, I know someone who is on staff there, and for those of you listening who don't know what it is, it's Pangea World Foundation is an international NGO that calls themselves a rescue accelerator of people and animals, and they are a think tank of brilliant minds that have really extraordinary solutions to world problems and are able to really get to issues quickly. So I want to talk about some of their animal rescue projects that they're up to, but the first project that I got really excited about that they're doing is called the No Harm Certification, which is a way to get exploitation out of our supply chain, specifically our food supply chain.
Okay.
Because as consumers, we're pretty ignorant to what we're really funding when we go grocery shopping. And they're starting a really strict vetting system for products and companies so that we can buy food in good consciousness after consciousness, looking for a no harm certified label on foods.
So that's animal welfare, obviously, humane treatment of animals, things like that. Also, you know, stripping the land and farming correctly. And of course, there's corporate farms where there's all kinds of toxins. So they kind of step up and say, you know, it's okay if you do this, but you can't do it wrong. You have to do it with a moral conscience and some kind of compass there to guide you, right?
Right.
I'm familiar with them a little bit because I work with an animal rescue. In fact, my wife and I do a lot of the social media. We do the newsletters and fundraising. We do concerts and sell autographed items and all that to help our local shelter. And Pangea has stepped in a few times with adoption programs that they will help promote and fund to get some of these abused and homeless animals into loving homes. So it's not just on the corporate level. It's also on the local level. They help in our little area. So I'm sure they're doing it all across America as well.
Yeah, and they have international projects too. Like, they are really committed to the stray dog and cat populations in Latin America. And it's really neat to see the programs that they're designing and how they have these goals to end worldwide tolerance of cruelty to animals by, you know, ending the possibility of companion animals being born that wouldn't have a loving home. So,
right.
Just really great part.
So I'm assuming you're an animal person.
Oh, totally.
So basically, folk music and Americana music, I guess that's a more politically correct term now, but that has always had a social consciousness. Again, reference back to, as I mentioned, Woody Guthrie, but Joan Baez, Nancy Griffith, who we just lost, some of these amazing, Lisa Loeb, all of these, I want to say, folky pop kind of artists have always had that moral compass in their music. John Hall with his Nukes projects and things. It's nice to see new singers coming along saying, you know what, it didn't change last time around with the older generation. Maybe it'll change now. Because it's got to get to a point where something's got to stick. You throw enough stuff at the wall, it's got to stick. And we've done a lot of wonderful projects, and they don't always work. But I think the stick-with-it-ness that organizations like Pangea have and recruiting people to step up, I think that is going to make a change in the long run.
Yeah, I think so too.
So tell me about how this is working. Are you doing a little thing at the shows where you talk about Pangea? I mean, this is to raise awareness and some funds. Obviously, you have to sustain yourself, so you've got to be able to eat and, you know, and keep safe. But so monies you're raising, leftover money, will that go to the cause? And how are you representing them on stage?
Yeah, well, I usually talk about them a little bit and direct people to the GoFundMe on my website.
Okay.
And all of that money goes directly to Pangea, and then they have been allotting me funds as needed for the bike tour expenses.
Okay.
So it's really nice having people I trust. Like, instead of all the money goes to me and whatever's left goes to them, which is kind of what it sounds like.
Right.
It's actually everything goes to them, and then
they help, you know, they help sustain you.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you got to eat, you got to travel.
Right.
And you also speak.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and I have this big goal that I'm hoping I can raise $50,000 for them by the end of the tour, which I'm nowhere near, but hey, might as well put it out there, you know?
Yeah, let's push it. And obviously, you're gonna have a lot more dates between now and then as well. One thing that's interesting is that you not only are tied in with Pangea, but you're also getting a little support from Rainsong Graphite Guitars and Sojourn Cyclery. Now, I understand they made a custom bike, Sojourn Cyclery. Tell me about your bike that you're traveling on.
Oh, my beautiful, beautiful bike. Yes, it was this beautiful. So Sojourn Cyclery is out of Clarksville, Ohio, and my friend Ross Martin connected me with them, and they make these beautiful wooden frame bicycles. And so it's this sustainably sourced black walnut work of art of a road bike, and it's a similar weight to if I was using a metal bike, but it's just so pretty, and bikers everywhere compliment me on it. And I so love walking it through farmers markets and letting it be a conversation starter.
Wow. Now, you'll have that at the record bin, too. We can put it up by the stage there and people can see it.
Totally.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to checking that out. Now, again, you're going to auction that and your guitar, which we're going to talk about in a second, but you're going to auction both of those off at the end of the tour, and that money that's raised from the auction will also go to Pangea World Foundation. So are you going to be able to let go of that stuff without a tear after traveling across country?
Oh, my gosh. It's really lucky that I am not, I don't get attached to things, and I'm such a traveler that I don't like acquiring a lot of stuff, because it feels like luxury to be riding this bike and playing this guitar. And when people ask me, oh, does it have a name? I'm like, heck no, I'm not going to name this foster child. I have to give it up.
Now, are we going to be able to sell raffle tickets to win those at this show? And are you doing it at other shows that they can buy a ticket now and at the end of the tour they might win?
Well, I'm not raffling it off. It's like a paid-for auction.
Oh, it's a okay. It's a bidding auction.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I misunderstood that. Okay, well, let's play another tune. And how about have a great day?
Okay.
All right, let's play this one. We'll be back with Shanna and Address in just a moment.
Corner table, reading your book. Wrinkled forehead, a worn out look. You seem unhappy and I don't know why. Maybe your childhood was sad and confused. Maybe you fought in World War II. Maybe you had a wife, or maybe you lost her. Maybe your life has been hard as can be, and you just stop by to get a cup.
Shanna in a dress. Hope you have a great day, a great life, and I wish I had a Benjamin in my pocket, I'll tell you that. We're going to try to raise some of those for you, though, Shanna. We're going to have you again at Tom Lounge's Record Bin, 1601 Franklin Street, Michigan City. 100% of the money raised at that show is going to be going home with you for Pangea. And we're gonna have some fun. Maybe I'll do a couple of special raffle things. Maybe we'll give away some gift cards, things like that. People can bid on just to help out the cause a bit.
Fun.
I want to get behind you on this. A, because I love your cause, I love your commitment, and B, because I really love your music. I'm so glad that my friend Paul turned me on to your music. And
aw, thanks, Paul.
I do. I just actually had a couple, as I like to say, Dan Navarro's people. I just had somebody chime in and tell me that you're actually going to be opening for Dan the night before on Saturday at Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. Of course, you'll be doing a shorter set on Monday. You're going to have your whole show. I'm sorry, I said Saturday. It's actually on Sunday with Dan. So that'll be fun.
That'll be really, really fun.
Dan's a good guy. Have you done much work with him? Have you opened up a lot of shows or shared any stage time with him?
No, this will be my first live one.
Wow. Well, I think you're going to enjoy him. He's a wonderful, warm human being, and what a songwriter himself. Let's talk a little bit about how you got to where you are. We only have a few minutes left, but what inspired you to chase music as a career instead of, you know, opening a restaurant or being a lawyer or a doctor or whatever? When did the music bug bite, and when did you know this is what your calling was?
Well, let's see. My freshman year of college, I started learning guitar and writing songs.
So you're a late bloomer.
Very late.
Okay.
And I started dreaming up this coming out as a singer-songwriter concert in my head. And I kept it a secret from most people who were my college friends. And I was just writing up a storm. And then my debut concert was at the concert hall of the University of Virginia where the symphony performs. So this beautiful hall with the baby grand piano right in the middle of the stage. And I invited everyone I knew and said, it's a surprise, but if you care about me, you have to come. And said, look, come to this surprise event that's happening. And then revealed the surprise, which is, hey, behind closed doors, I know you don't know me as a singer or a musician outside of my French horn playing band kid life. but this is what I've been up to. And I sang these songs, and it was,
wow.
I almost feel like I never feel as home as me as I do on stage performing songs I've written.
That's wild that you were able to keep that under wraps and a secret from even your friends, that you were able to write and record and learn guitar and get to a level where you could play a venue like that. Most of the folks I talk to, it's like, yeah, I did this and I popped up on an open mic one time and I said, yeah, okay, I got some response. So it's great that you did it. Well, how covert of you.
Yeah, it was sneaky. And it was such a full-blown show. Like, I had audience participation and this secret planned encore rap, and, like, where I went off stage and changed into sweats and a backward baseball cap, and I played guitar and ukulele and piano and, like, told stories. Like, it was such a full event, you know?
Right.
So when I contrast that to had my first experience been an open mic, I don't know that I would have left it with this heart soaring, oh my gosh. Like, and you know, the reception was wonderful.
It was like an epiphany. This is where I need to be.
This is so where I need to be. Yes.
Now, when you're with Dan, are you going to be doing mostly the songs from this album? And obviously you're going to have a longer set at the Record Bin on Monday. So you're going to have more time to fill. How much of the album are you playing, and are you playing any other stuff?
I write a lot. So I have, I've been doing a song a week this year as a part of a cool project led by Carrie Cooper called Real Women, Real Songs. And so I have all of these songs that I've written since the album that I'm also loving playing. So it's really a crapshoot, whatever. I'll... half album songs, half newer one since then, and then someone will request a really old one off of my channel, and I'll throw that in. So it's a mix.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you again. Listeners, you can catch Shanna in a Dress on Sunday, Chicago Street Theater. She is opening with a set with Dan Navarro, and that's at Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. But on Monday, you can hear an entire show, and the funds raised there will be going to Pangea World Foundation. You can make a difference in the world we all live in, and you can enjoy some great music and pick up an early copy of her album. So great things there. Shanna, thank you so much for being with us, and stay safe on the road, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much, Tom. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And a big shout out to my friend Paul Michael Wiltberger of Dan's People for turning me on to you. I know he's listening today. And I'm looking forward to seeing all your peeps when they show up at the record bin.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
See ya.
All right. ShannonAddress.com is where you can find out and follow her on the road. And all right. We are out of here. Let's leave you with a little bit of That's Hot. Check out the lyrics.
You are incredible. I can still picture it all right now. The way you brought in the groceries, the way you took out the trash, the way you remembered to feed the cat, then you unloaded the dishwasher. I got home from work. You had dinner on the table. I wanted you for dessert.